Our policy works. We take punts on players with massive ability and talent, and I often come across other directors of clubs who go, oh, we looked at George Boyd when he was 19 and we didn't want to pay the 260 grand. It was too much. We looked at Lee Tomlin. We looked at Craig McAllister. You know, we do that. We take our chance. It's a bit like being in the casino, I suppose. You know, you put your money on red or black, and I've always been my policy that if they're young enough and they've got that ability and talent, that glimmer, I'm confident in my manager and his coaches that we put the money on them, bring them in, settle them into the area. It's the age group that's right for us. We'll improve them. You know, hopefully they'll play 100-plus games for us. And, of course, they're going to get, if they turn out to be a success, a massive mega move. And it's very difficult. You know, Ryan, you know, the money on offer these days from Premier League clubs, Peterborough United can't compete with that. I know people say, well, oh, we're a selling club, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we've sold three prime players in the 5 years I've been here.
Because,
you know,
I mean, everyone's a selling club, aren't they, really? Yeah, so unless you're Real Madrid or Barcelona, you're a selling club, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. But even in the old days, Figo went from Barca to Madrid, didn't he? I mean, you know, everyone does at their price. Zidane went for 50 million. Ronaldo went for 86. If Man City offered 200 million for Rooney, tomorrow the Glazers would snap their hand off. So, you know, at the end of the day, yes, unfortunately, money talks. But further away from the money, because we didn't need to sell Ryan till the summer, you've got to look at the player and you've got to look at the policy. What's it say to the players out there we're trying to buy and bring in and compete with other clubs to get if we stop players going to the Premier League? You know, part of our pitch, per se, when you bring a young player in and you're competing with other clubs is, look, you come to us, you'll get in our first team, you'll play. You'll play for a few years, you'll play plenty of games, you'll help us be successful. But we won't stand in your way if a good club comes in for you. And, you know, there was two top 12 clubs came in for Ryan. In the modern day and age, he was well aware of the interest. His agent would have been in his head about the interest. You know, there's nothing we can do to prevent that. So all of a sudden, you got someone offered 10, 12, 14 times per week what they're on and a chance to play in the best league in the world. What chance have you got? And unfortunately, it was on deadline day and 24 hours beforehand. So your hands are tied. So what you then got to do as chairman is make a decision. Okay, now I need to get the best price possible. Then you need to play that game. And trust me, it was a very stressful 24 hours playing with Swansea. And thankfully, Norwich, there were a lot of clubs in, but nobody had the financial clout at the time. A lot of clubs were saying, maybe the summer, maybe the summer. But, you know, when the player makes the call and says, well, you know, for my family, this is a big move, and what if I get injured, and what if this? And, you know, you have to feel for the player and have empathy, and you've got to make a decision what's right for the player and the club. So that's the way it kind of went. And I'll give Norwich a lot of kudos. They came in, they put a lot of money on the table, they blew Swansea out of the water, who were messing me around at the 90th minute. And I was happy to do business. David McNally handled himself very well. And, you know, we wanted to keep Ryan to the end of the season. He held firm because he knows his manager rates Ryan and wants him there. So we got a month out of him, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean, all in all, the only complaint you can really have is that it got left so late, isn't it? And that's something that you obviously can't control. But that's the frustration, isn't it? That you only had a day, really, to react to the situation.
To be honest, you know, I think it was like 2, 3 o'clock. Ryan was on his way to Wales. We were waiting for final confirmation that the manager of Swansea was on the phone, Matt Keane, waiting for his chairman to come out of a meeting. The decision was made to send Ryan down to Wales. He was en route with his agent down there. It was like a 4-hour drive. Barry came on and said, oh, the chairman of Swansea's actually changed his offer and gone the other way instead of up. So that gets my, obviously, neck up. You know what kind of character I am. So I won't tell you what I said to Barry, but it was a quick conversation. Deal's off. Get Ryan back in the car, back to posh. So... then, within 5 minutes, Norwich had come back on after inquiring the day before, and they met our terms. And, you know, at the end of the day, hats off to them. It's an amazing deal for the club, and it's an amazing deal for the player.